Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for listening in to the I Love Politics show. I'm your host. I'm B Says. And you can call me B. Today is Monday, November 2nd, 2015. It's 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. This show comes to you from Texas. The I Love Politics show is about politics, it's about praise, and it's about productivity. My belief is those three elements will reap you whatever you desire in life. But you have to practice, put things into action, use your common sense, congregate with people of like mind, set daily goals for yourself. My show today is about voting. Tomorrow is election day in a heap of states. And because tomorrow is about voting, my show today is about voting. And I titled today's show based on some conversations I had with a lot of people right here in Texas. I learned a lot about people, different colors, all not from America, some from other countries. But once you start talking to people about voting, you find out the attitude about voting is basically the same. Either people vote or they don't vote. The reasons for voting are the same, and the reasons for not voting are the same. So after spending last week talking to a lot of different people, I was kind of discouraged a little bit, I would say. I heard from people who I didn't even expect to be told, and they said, I don't vote. I've never voted. I don't believe in voting. And I thought to myself, and you can tell that you don't vote. Not just you by yourself, but the collective you. We can tell that people don't vote in America. The reason I got from a lot of people, not in exactly these words, but definitely a lot of the same words people said. I don't vote because all politicians lie. And since they all lie and nobody do what they say they're going to do, that's reason enough for me not to vote. And me, being a person who's political and a person of praise and a person who believes and engage in productivity, working hard, trying to learn, not just labor, but mental work. I took on a lot of people and spoke to them about different things to try to relate to them why it is important to vote. And when they say that people lie, politicians lie, and that's the reason they don't vote, the first thing I would say is, well, you know, we all lie. I say, but let's put that aside. And I would say to people, and I said this to blacks, I said this to whites, I said this to Latinos, I said this to some people who, a couple of people were from India, and different nationalities. Said, you know, a lot of people don't vote. I say, and everybody have never participated in everything that's for the good of this country. I say, take for instance slavery. Everybody was not for slaves being freed. Not even all slaves were for slaves being freed. But for those who felt slaves should be free, and for those who were slaves who felt they should be free. They fought the battles. They did the necessary work. And when they did the work and completed the work that was necessary, not only did they reap the rewards, but those who saw no need reaped the rewards too. So it's always been that way. And it'll always be that way. And so I want to plea to people who say, I don't vote because all politicians lie. Just remember, politicians are people, and we all do lie. But voting is not about lying politicians. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Voting is about so much more than a lying politician. Trust me. Voting determines the amount of money that comes into communities. Voting determines who gets to make decisions about the money that's spent that comes into communities. Voting is about better schools, and voting is about keeping schools in your immediate area. Voting is about the availability of schools and easy access by the students and the parents so that a day at school is not a 50-mile daily round trip. The future of America is in the hands of citizens, citizens who vote. Voting citizens holds the cards. If citizens who vote stand with corrupt politicians and CEOs, then all of the United States workers will lose. And if citizens who vote stand with other citizens who depend on their paychecks, and if citizens who don't vote begin to vote, all people who depend on paychecks begin to see improvement in their homes, in their communities, and across this country. We can come to appreciate our efforts. Because when we begin to see, we will begin to see improvement almost immediately. And the biggest plus is, if improvement does not come as we think it should, we get to exercise our right to term limits by voting out the traitors who lied to us and finding people who want a better society for all of us. That's what it comes down to. Voting. Voting is not about lying politicians. That is only the tip of the iceberg. We have work to do. And the work that we have to do depends on the citizens going out and voting. If it had not been for voting, things that we experience, that we consider luxuries, that we consider a right, would not have happened. That was a time in America when our 18-year-olds were sent off to war. At 18, they were not considered adults, but they were considered old enough to go and die for this country. But it was through people protesting, and it was through voting, that an 18-year-old is now considered an adult, because it used to be an 18-year-old was a child until he got 21, but that 18 or 19 or 20-year-old could die in battle for this country as a child, as a minor, not as an adult, until we voted. And we have to vote for better schools. The minimum wage came by way of a vote. A lot of other things went with it, but a vote. Jobs that we get, we had to vote. There were times when black people couldn't have certain jobs, but it was through civil rights and people voting that we were given opportunity to get jobs that discriminate against us. Now we need to vote for the Medicaid expansion so that none of our sisters and brothers, no matter what state they live in, so that they all can have a right to medical care. We have got to vote in general elections, which is every 4 years. We got to vote midterm, which is every 2 years. Let me back this up. We got the voting general election, which is every 4 years, and it's always an even year. And we got to vote for midterm elections every 2 years, which is even years. And we got to vote whenever there are special elections being held in our cities. We have to stay informed. And we have to vote in these odd year elections, like 2015. This is an election year, too. But a lot of people I talked to today did not even know that on tomorrow, right in the city of Houston, there is voting going on. They didn't even know it. Now, let me tell you something about odd year voting stuff. Those lying politicians that you guys don't believe in, they stick a lot of stuff on ballots in the odd year so that they can get their way. And they do. They get their way. Because there's a lot of stuff that's stuck off in ballots, like in 2015 and 2017 and 2013. Those odd year votes, oh, those are the votes you better watch out for and make sure you get there. Because whether you vote or not, they affect your life. Every bump in the road has something to do with whether or not you voted. And I do mean pothole bumps, ditches that's vacant lots that's unkept, schools that's corroded and deteriorated, buildings that's deteriorated, discrimination on your jobs, Supreme Court judges who are racially discriminators, and you see it in their every action. Supreme Court judges who say things like black people are lazy and that's the reason they haven't progressed. Supreme Court judges who say we no longer need affirmative action in America because all is well. It is the president who gets to name who will be the Supreme Court judge. And the Supreme Court judge occupations are lifetime occupations once they get in there. And so we need to vote. Voting is not just about lying politicians. Don't act like politicians is the only people who lie in this country, because politicians lie, CEOs lie, your pastors lie, your bosses lie. Everybody lies, and you lie, too. Wives lie to husbands, and husbands lie to wives. So don't pretend lies is something you can't tolerate, and so for that reason you don't vote. You better vote. If you work for your money, you better go vote. Now, if your money works for you, okay, don't vote. But there are a lot of things that you will get from voting, other than a lying politician. And I trust me, we need things in this country today that we don't have, mainly jobs. I put that at the top of the list, because my true feelings is with jobs, we would be a lot better off in this country. It would take a lot of stress off heads of households, off families, children, off our first responders, off the police officers, off the president, off these organizations that's out there trying to do their best to help people, and even off the crooks, because if you start voting, the crooks can't crook you as much. But when you don't vote, that's how they can get you. They really can get you when you don't vote. And they know who vote. They know what parts of the city vote. Every city. They know what parts of the city that don't vote. So when people say, I don't vote because I don't care, you're one of the ones who's sucking the blood out of everybody else. If you say, it doesn't matter who I vote for, everything going to be the same, you are wrong. Voting originally was for the wealthy white men only. And it has changed since wealthy white men was the only one with the vote. Because the more people were allowed to vote, the more everybody was included in the outcome of the vote. That's just common sense. That's just common sense. You work every day, You pay taxes, you should be voting, because your money goes to people, and if you refuse to vote, they are spending your money like they choose to spend it. I vote. So if you live next door to me and you don't vote, I'm telling you what I want you to do. You can't tell me what to do because you didn't vote. But I'm going to tell you what you're going to be doing because I voted. It's up to you to decide that you will or won't vote. That's the one thing about voting. You got a right to vote. You got a right not to vote. I suggest that you use your right to vote. Not enough Americans vote. Of all the countries, Americans falls almost at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to the citizens going out to vote. And that's the countries that vote. There are some countries where citizens are not allowed to vote. Whatever comes along came along. You live with it or else. We do have an opportunity in this country to vote. People died for the opportunity to vote. There are families that lost loved ones during the Civil Rights Act because they were out there trying to see to it that blacks had an opportunity to vote. So is this the way we pay people back? For their lives, for their blood, sweat, and tears, for us. Voting matters. We vote in this country. We have Social Security for our elderly because we vote. And because we voted for Democrats, we have Social Security. We have Medicare in our country for our elderly because we vote. And because we vote, our elderly has Medicare. So that they don't die with the first illness that comes along in their life. Because we vote, we have food programs to feed people when they are not able to work, or to feed people who don't make enough money on their jobs to feed their family. We got food programs. And because we vote, we have these food programs that we know are there as a safety net for us if we need these things. And you may say, I'll never need them, but I tell you one thing. We had a flood back in 2001, and people who had never been inside an office looking for a food stamp was in that food stamp office looking for food stamps. And it took the people who were used to it and knew how to maneuver to tell the people who were there for the first time how to handle yourself there. Voting is important. So why so many Americans fail to vote, I don't know. But you know if you don't vote why you don't vote. And we need Americans voting. We need jobs, and right now the GOP is blocking job opportunities. Right now, CEOs are lying and saying there are jobs that Americans can't do, and because Americans can't do those jobs, politicians have written laws to bring people in from other countries to do jobs that CEOs have lied and said Americans can't do. Or Americans don't want to do. Voting is important. It's because people vote that we don't have people dying on our streets like was in the 20s. That's why so many different programs were set up, because back in the 20s, there were Americans dying on the street, white Americans. And don't kid yourself about these programs that we voted for. Because a lot of these programs, it wasn't black people who voted for, because back then, a lot of blacks didn't get the opportunity to vote. It was whites who voted for programs to make America better. It was only after blacks were given the opportunity to take advantage of these programs that all this stuff started about. These programs are just handouts. The GI Bill is the result of people voting. And because of the GI Bill, when people went off to war and came back after these wars, they were able to get trainings and start families and take good care of their families because they got careers through the GI Bill, and it was because of voting. When slavery was abolished because of voting, there were funds put to build railroads because people voted for this. Voting is the American way. And everything that we have comes through the voting process. Everything we have and everything we don't have is connected to either voting or not voting. Because as I say, once upon a time, voting was limited to white male, wealthy white males only. That's the way it was. That was a time when Catholics and Jews were banned from voting in America. That was a time when blacks were banned from voting in America. That was a time when women were banned from voting in America. But people were not satisfied, fought it. That was a time when the Constitution left voting up to the rights of the state. And the states decided whether or not these people would vote. But as I was reading about voting rights timeline, let me read something to you, voting rights timeline. You can look it up yourself and read about it. It's really good reading. Reading about the poll tax receipt, the women's suffrage, the how former slaves got the voting right, poll taxes. But let me read this about voting limited to white male property owners. I'm just read the last part. The Panic of 1819, the nation's first major financial crisis, leads to demands that property restrictions end. So in 1856, North Carolina became the last state to drop the property rule. The last state. Because before then, if you didn't have property, you could not vote. Okay, America, you can vote now. If your home is on your back, you can vote. If your home is in your sack, you can vote. If you're a woman, you can vote. If you're black, you can vote. If you're a Catholic, you can vote. If you're a Jew, you can vote. Doesn't matter. If you're 18 years old, you can vote. Okay? So tomorrow, in a lot of states in America, voting is going on. You might get a chance to vote for a mayor. You might get a chance to vote for a governor. You might get a chance to vote for a flood act to bring money in to stop this flooding. And God knows it's flooding all across America. And that's one of the reasons we got all this flooding is that our infrastructure across America is in horrible shape. And one of the reasons our infrastructure is in horrible shape is that the Republicans refuse to bring up to the floor the bill for infrastructure so that we can create better roads and highways and better rails and better wiring and better grids. Everything is collapsing in sewers. Everything is collapsing in America, and all it takes is for the people who are eligible to vote to go and vote and vote for the Democrats because the Democrats want these things. The Republicans don't care whether the bridge you travel falls. There was a time when they did care. Matter of fact, it was Eisenhower who signed off on and helped create the first American highway, interstate highway, a Republican. Probably was the last great thing a Republican did. that everybody benefits from, whether you're rich or poor. So I want to say to you today, please find it in your heart to go and vote. Yes, I know a lot of people vote for presidents and don't go back, but that's not good enough. We got to do better than that. We can do better than that. We're waiting on you to do better than that, and we can start tomorrow doing better than that. Yes, we can. Tomorrow is a voting day in most places in America. Get out there and vote and create the foundation so that when we vote in 2016, we will have a foundation now for the next president to make things better in this country. And God knows there are a lot of issues in this country that must be better. And I'm putting jobs at the top of the list. And I truly believe that if people go out and vote on tomorrow and vote for the one who wants jobs for all Americans, that by the time we get to 2016, I do believe that our workforce will be back to a full workforce. And once we get back to a full workforce, you got a happy America. And a happy America spends every dime they can get their fingers on. And when they spending, when a happy America is spending, then happy employers are spending too, because they are hiring and they're spending. So it's in our hands. It's called voting. Go tomorrow and vote. Please go tomorrow and vote. Voting is not about lying politicians. Don't even worry about lying politicians, because the one thing about it, you can talk to them. You can write them a letter. You can email them. You can tweet them. You can walk into their office. You can make a difference, and they know that you are the difference. They don't tell you you're the difference, because for them, being a politician is a career, a darn good career, too, a career that pays entry-level $174,000 a year. And once you get in there, you get more vacation days than you have work days. So it's a career for them. But it's your life today that is being sacrificed, and it's your children's life today. You hear politicians talk about the life of their children later. Your child is suffering today. Their child is not. You are suffering today. Politicians are not suffering today. So you make the choice now. And I hope that you decide that voting has nothing to do with whether or not a politician lies. Voting is about a better America. Voting is about getting corrupt people out of government. Voting is about parks in your communities. Voting is about streets to travel that ain't tearing up your vehicle in your community. Voting is about your community not flooding every time rain comes down. Voting is not about lying